Recently, we have 10 locations spread all over Germany, from Hamburg to Munich and from Düsseldorf to Berlin. And at this moment, we are planning to open 2 more locations in Germany so we can increasingly act as a nearby contact person for digital content for kids and families, schools and companies.
Welcome to Kids Lab, a podcast for parents, educators, and everybody interested in STEAM education. Today on the show, we're talking to Victoria Brackertz. She's the lead of the Haber Digitalwerkstatt in Munich. So since 2019, Victoria is the lead for the Munich location of the Haber Digitalwerkstätten. She originally studied economics at the Ludwig-Maximilians University in Munich, and she's also a trained ergotherapist. The Haber Digital Workshop Spaces offer after-school activities for kids, and they are spread across Germany. By now, there are more than 8 locations in Germany, and Victoria is leading the Munich one. The workshops and classes are targeted towards kids between 6 to 12 years old, and the goal is to help kids learn about our digital world in a playful way. But besides content for kids, they also offer content for families, teachers and educators, as well as companies. The workshops and classes range from coding, making robotics, digital art, sound and music, to exploring the block worlds of Minecraft. All of these courses are mostly given by professional media educators and educators with a technical background in these topics. I had a look at the tools they're using during these workshops and found the well-known Calliope Mini, Lego Wido, or the robots from M-Block. But let's explore what else they're using during the interview. As always, please check out the website at kidslab.dev for the companion blog post, as well as the show notes with all the links mentioned in the intro and the interview. Hi, Victoria. Thank you so much for taking the time. Welcome to the Kids Lab podcast. It's crazy times. I know it, but I hope that you're fine, of course.
Hi, Sven. Thank you for your invitation. Because my job is with digital tools, I can easily work from home office, so it's quite okay for me in this time.
So, Victoria, Haber is a very popular German manufacturer of wooden toys, right? And can you give us a little overview of Haber and also some of the shared goals, I believe, between these companies that belong to Haber?
Yes, it's really interesting that anybody is thinking about wood and wooden toys if it comes to the name Haber. Haber is our parent company, and with the HEA, the Haber Education Alliance, she unites different sub-companies who act for the education of children. For example, there's the GFDB, the Society for Digital Education, or the Haber Digital Limited Liability Company, and Werfritz, and so on. And in common, we all have the mission to shape learning in digital or analog ways as best as child-friendly as possible.
So let's dive into Haber Digitalwerkstatt. I think the best translation that we found is Haber Digital Workshop Spaces, right? So it's another offspring of the Haber family, and these are real locations. So right now only in Germany, but kids and families come to these locations and then they learn about coding, for example. So can you give us an overview of these locations and what their mission is?
Recently, we have 10 locations spread all over Germany, from Hamburg to Munich and from Düsseldorf to Berlin. And at this moment, we are planning to open 2 more locations in Germany so we can increasingly act as a nearby contact person for digital content for kids and families, schools and companies. Furthermore, it's at this point, as part of the Corona crisis, we are newly emerging online offerings on our digital working station lab that expand our range beyond Germany so we can spread digital education more widely and reach more kids as before. And in this way, we can follow our mission of digital education for all children, unimportant if they're of their socio-economic position or if there's a Haber digital working space nearby or not. So our mission is to provide a learning space where children can learn about digital content and how they can interact with these technological possibilities. It's important that kids discover their options and how they can handle them in a fearless way, so they can try and trial and error way. On this journey, our trainers will offer them pedagogical support. Yeah, and this can happen within courses or workshops or vacation camps or a birthday party. So kids have fun getting to know new knowledge about digital technologies, and we do our best to support them with it.
So, Victoria, you are the director of the Munich location. What are your main roles and responsibilities?
Yeah, my focus of work is communication with my team itself, the directors of the other Haber Working Spaces locations, and also with schools and companies. Biggest part of my working time I spend on the acquisition of new cooperation partners, like schools which want to visit us at our space, or firms who want to get in touch with us and our programs. And often firms want to offer our content at the company's area, as a vacation camp, for example. And besides this, there are quite much of administrative tasks, like scheduling appointments, accounting stuff, process inquiries, and so on.
Now I'm really curious about these workshops that you offer. First of all, I thought these are mainly for kids. Is that correct?
No. Sven, our focus is on kids. That's right. The age of the kids is coming to our workshop is from 6 to 12 years and about. But actually, an increasing amount of preschool classes are asking for our courses. So sometimes the kids are around about 5 years, yeah, but not less than 5 years. It's too young. Yeah, and additional to this, we offer courses for adults too. Sometimes in case of family workshops, where one adult who can be a parent but doesn't have to, and one child take part as a team and work together. Or in case of company workshops, which are a great experience as a team building event or Christmas party. And also we offer courses for teachers and educators where they can learn how to teach the digital content to children by themselves.
Let's talk a bit more about these courses really, right? So I think you have robotics and coding, for example. Can you give us a few examples?
For sure. We have offerings like digital art, for example, where children can create their own video films. We have Minecraft topics and some other courses. But best known are the courses, as you said, and workshops with the topics coding and robotics. At the coding session, the kids learn to write a programming code with Scratch. It's all about learning basic concepts of digital activities and encourage the children to build their own resilience and self-competence. And depending on the age of the children, there are different ways of getting the matters to the kids. It's Scratch Junior for the little children and the normal Scratch for the older ones. The second well-known content is the field of robotics. And here kids can build their own robot in a digital and sometimes analogical way. And afterwards, they can code their robot and teach it how to act and play little games with her robot.
I'm wondering, when it comes to the tools that you use, I thought that you could be a bit biased because Haber is, of course, a huge manufacturer of toys. But I think when I look closely, the tools that you're using, they are pretty much not Haber toys at this moment, right? So these are toys and services that you find elsewhere, actually, that you use for teaching.
Yes, we are completely free in our decision which tools to use because the sub-companies of Haber are independent from each other. We always choose those tools which support our topic best way. And among other things, we use the Dash Robot or the M-Bot by MakeBlock or the Calliope Mini, you know. And that are all products that are produced by Haber sub-companies. So you can say aim before product placement.
So are you feeding this knowledge that you gain from these workshops back into the parent company? Because I could imagine that it's probably quite interesting for Harbor at some point to maybe go into this ed tech market or in this educational market or technical educational market and use that knowledge. So is this happening?
Yes, we are in a constant communication about such findings and new ideas. In the future, there will be a really dynamic development in this area and a dynamic development within the Harbor Education Alliance, I mentioned before, where in the future will be a lot of collaboration, so we can use synergies between the single branches better, because Harbor also had a recent change at the management level and is now going forward to new ways of education. So also in this topic, the Harbor Education Alliance is really important for us to use synergies, and there will be quite much development in the future.
So do you think at this point, does the educational or the edtech market, is it offering the right tools for organizations such as yours, or would you have special wishes actually to this market? Do you need some tools that don't exist yet?
No, for us, the situation is quite fine. But to be honest, we are a company existing of people interested in digital technologies and who are always in when it comes to testing a new tool. But most of people out there aren't like this. Most of the parents are quite afraid of the new digital technologies and hesitate to deal with it. So the kids get in touch with so much new possibilities in their life, and the perceived gap between the generations becomes bigger and bigger. And with teachers, it's the same problem most of time. And to address this topic, there should be more low-level learning tools for adults to take them with us on this journey. That would be my wish.
So it sounds like workshops for the parents and the kids are actually the right thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Are you also offering these joint workshops then?
Yeah, it's our family workshop format. And it's well booked because the parents want to take part of the hobbies or things of the children, because the parents stay between and say, I don't know anything about, tell me.
Now, I think it must be the right choice also when it comes to, you know, if parents want to remind their kids maybe of picking up this tool again, and then they should actually also know something about it, right? Otherwise.
And in this case, the children are the person who tell their parents about how to handle a tool. And it's another way around of normal or daily life, where the parent is always talking to the kid, do this. And now the children are the professionals in.
No, the kids become the teachers actually, right? And it must feel good for the kids, I guess, to have them empowered actually. It's nice. So how do you decide which courses to offer? So one of my thinkings was actually when I wrote this question, you could simply take a look at the German education market and kind of look at the gaps that we're having, right? That would be one way. But I'm not sure if that's the way that you're taking.
If we would try to fill all the gaps, we'd have to stop sleeping from now on. So instead of this, we have to focus on the most important issues. And I've also studied teaching education for special needed kids before. And the problem with our German education system is that the teacher students don't have any digital content in their study. So even if they wanted to teach digital technologies to their pupils later on, they don't have the chance to, because they are not prepared for this. Mm-hmm. And the only chance for the children to get this digital education is to have a teacher who is really interested in the topic and acquires it on his or her own. Yeah. And otherwise there will be no digital input on the schedule of the class.
Yeah, and I think in these times, all the teachers who probably spend a little bit time on technology are now able to maybe stay in touch with their students, right, in these corona times. Otherwise, now if teachers are barely able to send an email, then of course these students won't have much to do right now.
And to contribute to make this gap in the system a little smaller, we offer courses to basic digital concepts, which are important to understand the world around us. And they are well known as computational thinking and digital literacy. And building up on this base, kids can extend their knowledge easily in any direction they are interested in.
We just spoke about the teachers. What is your strategy to find these teachers, actually, that are able to teach other kids about STEAM education, for example? And do you typically find full-time employees, or are these teachers who work a little bit on the side, actually? They must be hard to find, I guess.
Yeah. Our team actually consists of different professions and time shapings. So some of them are trained media teachers and some not, and some are full-time employees and some are working students. So it's most important that the educators have fun acting with kids and talking with them about digital technologies. This should be on a certain eye level, because children often know, I told you before, often know quite much about digital technologies. So sometimes the trainer tells them something new and sometimes it's vice versa. So that's our culture of learning in the Harvard Digital Working Spaces. So the interpersonal issues are more important than any technical knowledge that can be learned quite soon. But you're right, unfortunately, it's quite hard to find people fitting this description. So if somebody's listening who wants to join, just send me an email.
We'll definitely forward that, yeah. So, Victoria, you are also an ergotherapist, and I'm wondering how this knowledge about ergotherapy actually helps you in planning your workshops, or how does it even affect these workshops that you're offering at your Munich location?
As an occupational therapist, you always focus on the usefulness of any content in your daily life, and our topic has a huge meaning for everyday life of the children. So my heart is really, really in our mission, and it's kind of great to follow our goal every day and work for our mission. And I think my actual role is influenced by my formerly profession quite much. First, we add action and kind of moving parts to our working times, so the kids can work off in between. And as a second point of influence of my further profession, we started to expand our offerings to children at schools for children with special needs. And I think it's a beloved topic of myself. Out of my earlier working as an occupational therapist, and I can go forward and move some things in the right direction. And as an occupational therapist, you also have to manage a different task, several different tasks at one time today. This helps me to coordinate all the various tasks you have to handle as a director of an Harbor digital working space location. Yeah, kind of multitasking.
Very cool. So from your perspective, where do you think we're heading in terms of STEAM education? Do you see any trends or any focus areas that you see emerging?
Yeah, a lot of. I think we have to get more flexible and agile in our methods of teaching kids. There have to be more offerings for children to learn at home and on their own, with the support from teachers and educators. What could empower self-induced learning of kids, so they can pick out topics they want to learn about by themselves. Because it's simple that our environment is changing this fast that any curriculum will be outdated when it's built up and launched. So to stay up to date with learning content, children have to bring their own topics to school or to teaching sessions. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And it's only possible if schools start to offer content online. We share it at this times of Corona, actually, that most of the schools can't handle this task or trying to handle it because they aren't prepared. it's a way to offer the content online so that all of the children get access to further learning material is only handed out at school. So this will make a school setting and teaching more flexible and reachable for all kids, independent of their socioeconomic background or where they are.
Cool. So Victoria, thank you so much for this interview. It was lovely to chat with you, and all the best for the future, and hopefully your online classes will be well received too. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
I hope you enjoyed this episode in which we explored the Haber Digital Labs here in Germany. If you want to find out more, head over to kidslab.dev to check out the show notes. Next up, we're talking to Boya Latore about her failed Kickstarter campaign around a product called The Ifs. Maybe even because it failed, the discussion should be really interesting.